We're doing the laws of Rosh Hashanah, and we're up to Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the custom is that we do Hatarat Nedarim. Some people do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, some do it on Erev Yom Kippur. I think the more common custom is Erev Rosh Hashanah, where we annul any vow we might have. And here we're annulling vows that we don't remember. Meaning if you remember a vow, you have to ask a rabbi and do a Torah on that. But we're annulling vows and any swears or any minog or things that we accepted on ourselves if we don't want them to have the weight of a neder. And we also make a declaration that any future things that we'd accept on ourselves, we also want them annulled. Now, there's a big discussion halachically. How does this work? Does it work? Does it work when you remember the annulment? We do it, but it's not so clear that it ever, when and if it ever takes effect. So we do it, but the idea of when and how it applies is not clear. Some want to say it only works when you don't remember it, when you make your neder. But if you do remember it, so then it... Halach lemaisa, any time we know of a neder that we made, we do its own private hataras nedarim. And if you know of any neder, then what you could do is ask a rabbi, and if you could be matir that specific neder, you can include it in that hataras nedarim you do on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. This is also the concept of the kol nidre that we say on Yom Kippur night, where again we're doing hataras nedarim. Right. The custom used to be that we fast on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Today we're not up to it, but tzaddikim still do. It used to be a fast that everyone fasted on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. We don't do nefil sapayim and shachris. We don't fall on our faces. If you do your slichos early, like we do here, we have slichos here at midnight on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, then you could. We don't blow shofar on the eve of Rosh Hashanah because the tkiyas shofar of Rosh Hashanah is biblical, whereas the tkiyas shofar that we do throughout the month of Elul is just a custom. So we want to discern between that tkiyah which is just a custom and the tkiyah which is biblical, so we don't blow shofar on the eve. We make a pause, one day pause in between. We take a haircut on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. We show our confidence that we will be successful. We enter Rosh Hashanah rejoicing. We don't enter Rosh Hashanah mourning. We enter Rosh Hashanah with confidence. We have our clothes laundered and ironed. We wear nice clothing. Some people wear new clothing. The women have white clothing they often wear. There's a custom to go to mikveh on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. And if a person can't go to mikveh, at least he should have 9 kav of water poured on him. A kav is 24 eggs. So 9 times 24 eggs, that's about 12, 13 bottles of Coke. You can factor how much time that is by taking a Coke bottle, putting it under the shower, seeing how long it takes it to fill, and multiply it by like 11 or 12, depending on the size of the Coke bottle. You're standing under the shower for that long also constitutes going to mikvah. It's called 9 kav. The Talmud says that either one works. L'chatchila, it's good to go to the mikvah, but for many years I was finicky about going to the mikvah. So it took me years to discover that if you go at 4 o'clock in the morning, there's no one else there, and you could have a nice, pleasant mikvah. But if you're finicky, so then you could just do the 9 kav, which is about 12 and a half liters of water. So it depends on what size bottles you have, but it's about 12 and a half liters of water. What?
This is only for males, right?
For males, right. For women, this doesn't work, right. This is only for carry. This is only... This only works for an emission. Some have the custom that they go to the graveyards and they pray over there. What you really should try to get done on the eve of Rosh Hashanah is to give tzedakah, to give charity. We say tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. So tshuva is a biggie. We're working on that all month, I hope. Tefillah, so we're also working on that all month, I hope. And then tzedakah. So we should be working on that all month. And finally on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Remember that Rosh Hashanah is not only the beginning of next year, it's the end of the previous year. And the judgment about next year is contingent on what was the previous year. And when Hashem judges us, sometimes He judges the individual, and sometimes as a family, and sometimes as a community, and sometimes as a city, sometimes as a country, and sometimes as a world. And sometimes the judgment is for a year, and sometimes it is for a decade, and sometimes it is for a century. Judgment can be for longer spans of time than 1 year. Sometimes one Rosh Hashanah, it is decided on World War II. And in that Rosh Hashanah, it is decided that there will be years of fighting. Rosh Hashanah is not only a decision for the people of Israel, it is a decision for the world at large. The world at large is being judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the judgment, we don't know if the judgment is going to be for a year or more than that. And so the wise prepare themselves, and we should all be wise and prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. The Talmud tells us that there are sometimes individuals that change the course of the tide. No one knows what's within his own power. Chazal tell us that Gidon was a simple individual. Gidon came with a claim the night before he heard the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Seems like he wasn't such a learned individual. The night before he heard the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And coming off of the story he heard from his father, he came with a unique prayer. He said, God, I don't get it. You saved them, why not save us? We're not worse than them, and if we're worse than them, then by their merits we should be saved. Unique prayer, and boom! That's what did it. God says, that's it. You broke the tie. You're the one. Because of your prayer, we're going to change it. That's it. We're going to remove the enemy from your midst. You're going to go and win them. Okay, kick out the Midianites. You're going to be victorious. Okay? So that's any individual. We never know when we're the one. So, we're going to prepare Bezalel Hashem.